Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gosh Daniel Podcast, episode 24. I think this is getting us on track again for weekly episodes.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Hopefully I edit it in time.
I probably won't. I mean, we did have to have a bit of a break for Labor Day, so we couldn't get it out on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, but I put it out on, like, Thursday or something, so... One still came out that week. It was something.
That's true.
We're breaking the streak of having Hunt the Bunt Gunter on each episode. He was on the last two, I think, but he's not here today. It's just us, which is sometimes fun, maybe. Maybe some people enjoy those episodes.
Sometimes fun.
I don't know if anybody enjoys any of these episodes, but, you know, whatever. It's fun.
I mean, I'm sure the last one did great because... You guys are always awesome, so.
Well, that's the one compliment we've received. Yeah, so we're talking about the Death Note Netflix movie today. We're also going to talk about the Netflix... well, not the Netflix show, but, I mean, it's on Netflix. The Death Note, the actual original anime, but Daniel didn't watch it, so.
Hey, I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it.
Okay, you gotta be clear.
Yeah, you have like, I don't
watched
know,
a good
10
amount.
Or 12 more episodes. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I still got a good way through it, and it's still amazing.
It is a really good show. I'm a big
fan.
It's
to the point where I know how amazing it is, and I know the extent of amazingness it will go, and
no,
I
want to
keep
you
on
really
watching
don't.
It because it's. Okay, well, that's why, okay, I want to keep on watching it, because it's so awesome, and I think I have a decent, like, I can create a decent comparison with the show and the movie. A decent one. Not a good, like, amazing one, but I mean, I have a good idea, I guess.
Well, I would say that the first 20-something episodes are the best, maybe, but,
Okay.
Yeah, it drops off, significantly. For a while, and then, like, I think the last two episodes are good. But,
okay.
Like, it was really boring near the end, which sort of stinks.
Really?
I didn't like the episodes near the end, but, you know, some people do.
All right.
But, yeah,
then.
I guess we could also talk a little bit about Logan Lucky. I at least went to go see it. Daniel didn't. He doesn't.
I'm sorry.
I guess he doesn't care anymore. He just, you know, stopped caring about
I've the podcast. I've been busy, okay?
I've been busy too, Daniel. I've been busy too. I'm the one who edits. I can't stress
yeah.
that enough. Apparently,
I'm the one
I
who
like
offers.
As,
I'm the one who offers to edit, and
it's more like a.
I don't
oh,
edit.
You better not make me edit this. But okay,
what?
Fine. I'll do it. I'll do it. Fine.
Are you reading into my words too much?
I think you're reading into your thoughts too little.
Okay, well. Let's just review this movie, then. And then we'll figure out
fine.
Who edits later.
So, what do you think of... I guess we should go back, and start removing... removing. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we should just review the movies in the three categories or whatever, like we used to. And by used to, I mean like a month ago. So I guess starting with story... Do we usually start with story? I think that's where we start.
It's like plot, I guess, is what we start
yeah.
with. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that?
Okay, so, for Death Note, the movie as a whole, like, the plot as a whole, I thought was good, and I liked it. And, I mean, okay, so, if I had never seen the show, if I didn't even, like, maybe if I didn't know that there was, like, a previous anything, if it, I just thought it was this cool new movie, I would probably really like it. The plot was really good, I mean, on its own, and I keep on saying those words, on its own and, like, separated from the show, and that's for a reason, because the show, no matter what, the show, the manga, would always outshine the movie, you know, like, there's no way that the movie would be better than any of them. It's like, it's not even a competition. And that's how it was. I mean, so with the plot, like, there's no competition there. Not even close. But if you just look at it as a movie, it's actually a pretty good plot. And the way everything plays out, I think, is pretty cool. And it seems pretty interesting. And, I mean, at the end of it, you're like, oh, that'd be cool. I'd want to explore more of this. And then you realize, oh, wait, there's a whole manga series and a TV show that's its own separate thing that's, like, a completely... Like, it's some of the similar characters, but just a different storyline altogether. So, I did like the ending, though, because I could totally see a movie like that having a lame ending or, like, something that was, like, kind of anticlimactic, but it was pretty clever. I thought they ended it pretty clever.
Most people thought the movie was lame. The ending, at least.
Really?
Yeah, I sort of thought so, too. I mean, if we're going spoilers, it sort of ends... I guess it's sort of convoluted, but it ends where L has the Death Note and knows Light's name and has a picture of him, and then he doesn't do anything. And then that kid just ends.
No, that isn't how it ends.
Yeah, he never, like, writes down his name or anything.
But I think that's supposed to be an interpretation. Like, it's... I know it might sound, like, a little far out there, but I literally... Like, that's why the Shimagami dude, Ryuk, he said, by the end, humans are so funny, and then... The dude's Light's eyes got, like, bigger. He's like, and then the scene cuts. And I think it's supposed to imply, or not imply, or we don't even know, that he died.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to... Okay, I'm going to make you go back and see if you agree with me or not. Because I was watching with my brother, and I was like, did you see that? And do you see what he said? It means something more than how it was. And I think that
no.
He did... Yes.
It's just sort of... Okay, well, whatever.
You have to go back, because you can't argue with me unless you go back.
I thought it was lame, and, like, 80% of people who watched that movie thought the ending was lame. I've heard reviews from, like, lots of people, and that's usually everybody's complaint, so...
When I was talking about the ending, though, I meant more the third act than the end scene.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I thought the third act was okay. Interesting, and then, like, the very end scene is where I just thought it just turned to mush.
So. Turned to mush.
Yeah. I think the story was, like, I think it was well-developed and interesting, except for, like, I don't think, I guess that has more to do with characters, but I don't think character arcs and stuff like that were that great or interesting. I think the movie went way too fast, because it wasn't even it wasn't even like a normal length movie. It felt like a I don't know. It felt just like somebody's concept of what a Death Note movie would be like.
Yeah, it was only like 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
By the time it ended, I was like, "Dang, that was actually pretty short." So yeah, I agree with you there.
It really could have been like a pilot episode to like a live action show for like how little, I don't know, how fast everything happened. I don't know.
But no, it's true. It's true.
As it goes, I think it was still like that was probably the best part of the movie. Maybe I feel like it had a lot of good elements that just didn't really fit together as most of that movie. So. I guess I'd give the story, like, a 16 out of 18 or something like that. Maybe a 15, somewhere in there.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd give it a 15, too.
Yeah. It's okay, but it's not... It definitely could be considered good, but it's nowhere near great.
It's true. And it's even if you think about it, it's not worth it. Like, I know, if you're gonna have something that's great... And that's amazing, and then you're like, oh, let's make a different version of that that's live action, but there's no chance it's gonna be any better. It's gonna be okay. Then like, is it even worth it to make that lesser thing?
No, like, I don't think there was any need for them to really make it.
What's so cool and interesting about it being a different rendition that you know isn't gonna be as good? You know, it's the same thing for Beauty and the Beast.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. There wasn't really too much of a need for this movie, and I don't think they really did anything that couldn't have been done or wasn't done in the show. I guess moving on to characters, I think that, character arcs were weak. Some of the acting was awful. Some of the acting was just horrible. I think the Light Turner was awful. I really thought that it was dumb, that he was dumb.
They got him all wrong.
Yeah, I think everybody in this movie was nowhere near as intelligent as they were in the actual show.
And it's not like if they weren't as intelligent, we wouldn't have liked it. But literally, they went on the other end of the spectrum. They were so far. They weren't even close to intelligent.
They weren't even similar characters.
Yeah, they weren't, I get maybe if they were a little bit strategic or something, that'd be like, okay, there's some parallels there. If they were a kind of strategic people, but they were just dumb. They were just idiots.
Yeah. I mean, Light would just, he apparently didn't think of any of the consequences of his actions whatsoever, and was, sort of shocked by everything that was happening. And I feel like, well, one, that doesn't make sense for Light, but I don't think anybody's that dumb. Where you just decide, oh yeah, I can kill people willy-nilly and nobody will ever even think about finding me. And then nobody will be smart enough to even know the city I live in, or the state, or the country I live in. Like, it's sort of ridiculous. And then doesn't seem to be all that smart, and he's super emotional. Like, ridiculously so. He'll get, so upset that he'll, start, I mean, at one point in the movie, he was, chasing Light with a gun. And that's not something, that you would ever see in the original show. I don't know. L wasn't even L. It was ridiculous, and he was a really uninteresting and lame character. I don't know. I didn't like him at all.
Yeah. I agree, and it's weird, though, because I still feel that L was more intelligent than Light in the movie. And he was more intelligent, and the thing is, yet he was still pretty dumb. And so it goes to show, and in the TV show, I feel like L and Light are like equals, when it comes to intelligence and strategy.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's not right. It's weird.
Yeah, and it usually seems like in the show, when Light would gain an upper hand or when L would, I always felt like L was smarter than Light, but Light had, different means that he could use to almost cheat to win a lot of times
in the show. Yeah, it's true.
But L, I think, was a smarter character than Light was.
I mean, I guess it's true considering L is more on the, offensive side in a way, and Light is more on the defensive side. So L would have to be more strategical to compete with Light. So, I get what you're saying.
I guess that's sort of a similarity, is that L's smarter than Light in both to some extent, but Light was nowhere near dumb in the show, and he was super dumb in this. And he was also poorly acted, and he was uninteresting and boring, and you didn't really care about him. There weren't really any characters I could say I cared about in this at all.
Do
think that Ryuk was probably the best character in it, because he was well acted and stuff like that. I mean, he was good.
He was, I thought in the movie he was good, but I liked his character in the show, who's more of just a spectator enjoying the show instead of a game master intervening and trying to change things up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there isn't really anything this movie did that the show didn't do better. Just some things were passable in the show. I mean, in the movie. Characters, I would give a 13 out of 18.
I'd give them a 12.
It's just, well, some of it was
Lego
not good.
Pigs.
And then I guess here's something that I guess is good, is if we're moving on to quality production, which is our third category, which entails soundtrack stuff and the quality of the sound design and the shoot, the shots, CG, stuff like that. I think it was pretty good. I wasn't, like, a big fan of the color grading, because it was just really bland, but I think that was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. That part wasn't great, but
I did like the effects, based though. Based on my opinion.
Yeah. The CG for Ryuk was, like, especially good.
Oh, you're so right. And I actually kind of liked how sometimes he was blurred out. Like, yeah. I thought that was cool. It could have been... it was probably a way to save money and make it look more real, but still, I liked that they did that.
It was a cool stylistic choice either way, I think, but...
Yeah.
It looked good. Yeah, and the soundtrack is... Maybe it doesn't really fit this movie because it's, like, a bunch of 80s music. It's, like, 80s soft rock.
That's what David was saying. That's what my brother was saying, yeah.
But as it goes... the music was still really good. Like, I liked it a lot, but it,
yep.
I guess, didn't really fit this movie too much.
When he told me, he's like, I don't think it fit, I'm like, but it's such good music, though. Like, I really like the music, but it's, yeah, I agree. It was weird overall, how they tried to fit it.
Largely different tone from the show. Everything about this is different than the show. Like, you can't really compare it to the show because the show would win in every category. But the movie was okay. It wasn't terrible. It was fine.
I mean, the movie was just its own thing in itself. They should have changed more of the characters. They should have changed the characters' names, edited the plot a little bit more, and then just said it's a different movie, but it's inspired by Death Note or something like that. And they could have been more free with it and made something cooler and more interesting. So.
Yeah, at that point, they're just taking a concept of a notebook that kills people. And that might have been better to make their own movie with that idea.
What more movie productions should do, honestly. If they want to make these, like, you know, remakes, I guess, but into live action or with a twist or something, they shouldn't even, like, try to have the same title or something. Just have it be inspired by that, because that's what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be worse for marketing. Like, they would make less money if they did it that way.
You're right, it's true.
And that's why they do it that way.
It's all about money.
So I'd give it, like, in terms of the quality, 17, maybe?
Okay. All right.
Or maybe even lower, like a 16, just because some of it didn't really fit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Maybe a 16 out of 18.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it like a 16.5.
That seems about right. You and your decimals.
Uh-huh. I left right, for the
so I guess,
points.
Yeah, you can't... you can't just give a normal score. I mean, neither can I, because it's out of 18 either way. So, it's not really a normal score.
That's
but
true.
I'd give the movie...
It's just weird.
I think I enjoyed the movie as much as, like, Valerian, maybe a tiny bit more.
You enjoyed it that much?
I mean, I liked Valerian, I didn't love it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I remember listening to that review, that was funny, that was a funny episode. But,
yeah, I felt like I just liked it, okay, and everybody else hated it.
Yeah,
but,
you seemed to like it the most out of everyone.
Like,
I mean, you knew
I'd
it was bad,
it
but... Yeah.
I mean, I knew it... Well, I wouldn't even consider it bad. I just don't think it was, like, as great a movie as we were expecting. But
uh-huh.
It just had some weird side plot stuff, but... I don't know. It was still a good movie, I thought. Anyways, I'd give it, like, a 14 or a 15 out of 18. I can't decide,
okay.
So I'm gonna go with 14.5.
Wait, what are we rating? Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah, overall.
I'll give it a 16.
It had good elements, but overall was not that great of a movie. Because none of the elements really fit together.
It's true. Because they tried to...
And then
to...
pretty much everything in the character department was bad. So.
Yeah, it's weird because it was like a mismatch almost. Because they had something pretty good, but whenever they wanted to, like, remember, oh, we have to maybe stick to a certain part of something from the show or the manga, so we'll add that in there, and it didn't fit with what they were trying to do, so
yeah,
it just didn't work in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the characters in all honesty, are more like probably a 10 out of 18. They're just, yeah. It didn't fit.
The more we talk, the more we're convincing ourselves how bad it was.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a horrible movie. Like, it's, I wouldn't watch it again all that soon, but I don't, like, regret having watched it. It was okay. It was entertaining for an hour and a half.
Just, yeah, that's true.
Wasn't like a, actually, it wasn't that good of a movie.
Yeah.
Watch the show instead, even though, you know, there's quite a large difference in terms of time investment. It's like, yeah, 15 hours of show versus, you know, an hour and a half of the movie. But yeah, it was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't all that good.
Yeah, cool. Are we finished so here with the Death Note Day?
Yeah, I guess we're done with Death Note, but I want to talk a little bit about Logan Lucky.
Yeah. You go. You do that. I didn't see it, so you have fun.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go no spoilers and just pretty much give a score. There were some good elements. I think the characters were all interesting and humorous and stuff like that, and the acting in this movie was really, really good.
Uh-huh.
But none of the characters really had arcs, exactly, but it's a heist movie, so it doesn't really need character arcs for it to work. It's not the sort of movie that needs that, and so I give it a pass for that. Also, Adam Driver, with, like, the Kylo Ren hair and everything, is talking with a southern accent and is really stupid, so that's a plus. It was really funny. Yeah, characters would be, like, a 17 out of 18 or something like that. Okay, the story... good. The story progressed well and was interesting, but the pacing was really slow. On the other hand, it was, like, really consistently slow, so it wasn't, like, it sped up in some areas and slowed down a lot in other places. It was just a pretty consistent, like, slow-paced movie that felt longer than it was.
I think I did hear that was, like, one of the things people were talking about was that it was a slow movie.
And, I mean, that's not always a problem, but I did get a little bit restless in the theater. And then some stuff at the end, like, the fact that, like, the plan for the heist that they came up with was, I think, way too complicated and convoluted for what the characters could actually conceivably come up with. So, as much as it was interesting, and as much as I liked the characters, I don't see how they could have come up with a plan like that. So, I don't know. I'll give it, like, a little bit lower. Even though it was interesting and it was fun, it just, some of it didn't make sense. So, maybe even just a 16 out of 18. Like, it wasn't that bad. It didn't affect the movie all that much. It just wasn't very realistic. Yeah. And then quality, filmmaking, the shots were really nice. It was well filmed. It looked really awesome. The soundtrack was enjoyable, if not entirely my thing. It had good music in it and stuff like that. Yeah, overall, I'd say it was like an 18 out of 18 for quality production. I think it was really good. So, yeah, overall... okay. I give the movie, like, a...
that's a good score.
I give it a 17, maybe. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot. It's not, like, one of my favorite movies of all time, and I don't really want to go see it in the theater 1,000 times or anything, but it was fun.
It wasn't Baby Driver.
It was not Baby Driver. It wasn't War for the Planet of the Apes, and it wasn't, like, Dunkirk. There were a lot of movies I liked this year.
Yeah.
But... this one was just
however, okay. I did hear that the summer box office, like, the earnings were, like, 15% lower than they were last year, so...
da-da-da. Really?
Yeah.
But there were better movies this year.
You think? I mean, I really agree in some sense, but there weren't as many, like, huge, like, blockbuster hits, I guess. I don't know, like, there weren't
This was sort of in... original movie kind of summer.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. at least they weren't giant franchises, because it's like you had stuff like War for the Planet of the Apes, but you know the stuff that did okay was probably like Spider-Man, and I guess that's part of a giant franchise, but it didn't make that big a dent, I don't think, in terms of all the good movies that there were. Mm-hmm. It was a good
and summer. there were a lot of bad movies this summer too.
Yes, I saw quite a few of them. And I wish I hadn't. I don't know why we saw Leap. I'm still sort of depressed.
I don't know why you saw Leap. When you told me, I was shocked.
I just wanted to go see a free movie, and I don't know. It was dumb. I mean, it provided us something to talk about on the podcast, but it was... Oh, gosh.
Ah, that's funny.
It's no good. No good! Ugh. Well, yeah, is that it? Was there any, like, actual news that happened this week about movies? We didn't talk about the Joker movie, did we?
No. They announced that was going to be a thing. But yeah, that like it probably wasn't going to be in the same universe, I guess?
Yeah. So they basically were talking about doing a Joker origin story to kick off a non-DCEU series. So they're going to do a bunch of movies, I guess. They've only announced the Joker one. And they're not connected to the DCEU. This doesn't have Jared Leto as Joker. And I think it's produced by, like, Martin Scorsese or something like that.
Okay,
so cool. It's unique. I really don't care, and I don't know why we want an origin movie for the Joker, because that would probably make him less interesting.
I actually agree. That's one of my first thoughts when, like, literally, I was so uninterested, because it's going to be so hard for me to watch a movie like that and be fulfilled and be like, oh yeah, this makes me actually like more interested or more excited about the Joker. If anything, I'll be like less excited because there's, you know, no mystery, I guess. I don't know.
This seems like it'll be one of those movies that's like, you know, like a 90s superhero movie or, you know, maybe early 2000s where it's like they didn't actually make superheroes like colorful, and they didn't really make them superhero-ish. They're just, you know, guys in leather jackets. I feel like it'll be this kind of movie. Like,
you know what?
Really,
you're probably
dark,
right.
And really boring and not very superhero-ish.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean,
it sounds awful.
I mean, I wonder how, like DC probably, this is probably their way of saying, like, we want to actually start making good movies in a new, refreshed kind of way. But we don't want to restart the DCEU, so we're just going to start making movies outside of it.
Well, they are still doing a Flashpoint movie, so that, based on the nature of that comic, sort of did restart the DC comic universe. So,
oh, I don't even know what that is.
People are thinking
they were doing a movie about it.
Okay, yeah, so the Flash, I don't actually really know too much about Flashpoint, but the Flash movie that they're making is going to be Flashpoint, which... I guess, I'm not sure if that kicked off DC Rebirth or, like, the New 52 or something like that, but it sort of rebooted the DC universe in the comics, so it's usually, I guess most people assume that the Flashpoint movie is going to sort of reboot the DC universe.
Uh-huh.
In, like, a canon way, instead of just, like, dropping everything. So, who knows?
Okay.
But that'll be years down the line, so...
I mean, that could be interesting. I'm just waiting, like, I really like, actually, I'm a pretty big DC fan, which is funny, but I'm just waiting for their movies to get really, like, good. And,
me
I
too.
Mean, some may say that Wonder Woman was it, and that was the really good movie, but the thing is, I didn't think it was. It was an okay movie, but
it
for
was
DC,
a really okay movie.
For DC, it was amazing. For DC. But as a movie, it was just okay. Like,
it was really brought down in the third act.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good movie, but it was unintelligent plot-wise, I think, actually. It could have been more intelligent, I think. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's we're waiting for you, DC. We're waiting for you to get good. Get really good.
I don't like Joss Whedon that much, so I'm not really looking forward to Justice League.
I don't know why I don't like Joss Whedon.
So many people do, but I really hate his dialogue. And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but everybody just has some weird half-sarcastic quip that's just really lame and cheesy, and I don't want that to be another... I don't want another superhero movie with that in it.
I'm pretty
Avengers
sure
1 and 2 was enough
that.
For me. I don't even really like the Avengers movies. I don't like either of them.
We don't have to get into this now.
Okay. I'm just trying to pad out the podcast.
He's only, like, a part of reshoots, though. So,
he's actually credited... They announced that he's credited as, like, writer. So, he is really helping with rewrites. So...
Yeah, well, whatever. We'll just have to wait and see. But, that same month, I think Thor is coming out. So, but earlier in the month than Justice League. So...
Well, we know which one's going to be better. Not because it's a Marvel movie, but because Thor looks amazing.
That's true. One of these days, DC will surprise us, I swear. We just have to wait.
Well, I think we've surprised everybody with the Dark Knight trilogy, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but that's not... If only that were in the EU. Yeah, I know, that would have been epic if that were in the EU.
That
would
have been so cool.
Another thing that happened, though, on another note, completely different note. I don't know if it was this week. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was this week, but Force Friday happened, and that's supposed to be a big thing for some reason.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I didn't get anything either. But
Actually, I bought a Porg shirt, but that wasn't because of Force Friday. That's just because I like Porgs.
And I didn't know what Porgs were, and you explained them to me, and they are
I can't
these
believe
new creatures
you didn't
from
know what
The
Porgs
Last Jedi.
Were. I feel like we've talked about it on the podcast before. I love
really?
Porgs.
Really? I must have just been like, ha,
fight anybody
funny.
Who
it's a funny word.
It's like, I mean, they're the puffins of Star Wars. How could that get any better?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. They're like the Ewoks, mm-hmm. but more adorable. And lots of people hated the Ewoks, but I don't, so.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of both.
Well, that's
maybe
cool.
A bigger fan of Porgs, because they seem like they're not going to be a race that, like, has to defeat stormtroopers or something like that, because I get why that's dumb, that, like, Ewoks took out stormtroopers or whatever, but the Porgs are just there for cuteness, entertainment, and possibly for nutrition, so. Did you see, like, that set photo of nutrition. Chewbacca with a... Well, there was a set photo, and it had, like, Chewbacca with a feather sticking out of his mouth. And so people are concerned that he eats the Porgs.
I did find something on the internet about it saying that, will Chewbacca eat the Porg or something like that? And so...
It'd be pretty funny, but I don't think it's very likely.
Yeah, that'd be kind of brutal.
Yeah.
All those...
I'd cry.
All those animal rights activists will get mad. Or the Porg rights activists will get mad.
I'm not an animal rights activist, but I will join. I will join the Porg activist movement right now if it existed. I'll start that.
Okay.
I will start that movement, and I don't know. I just love Porgs.
Mm-hmm.
I need a Porg.
We can tell.
They have Porg. Funko Pops. They have.
They
Porg.
Do.
Yes, they have
Dude,
a Porg.
That's boss.
Plush thing that where you poke its stomach and it makes noises, and then they have like motorized Porgs that like flap their wings and walk around.
What? When? Wait. Since when have Porgs been a thing? Like for real? Because they're really spreading all of a sudden. They're kind of like the BB-8 of Last Jedi.
Yes, they are. Well, actually, the BB-8 of Last Jedi is BB-9E. But that's a different
that's
story.
That's true, but isn't that, like, a bad droid or something?
I think so.
Because he's all...
There are also, like, some Resistance BB units, but they haven't really given them names yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the Porgs, yes. They are going crazy with Porg merch, and it's amazing.
And they're making
I'm pretty
so
sure that's
much
what
money.
Everybody... Yeah, that's pretty much what everybody wanted for Force Friday. All I want is, like, a Luke... on Octo Black Series figure that comes with a Porg Black Series figure. That would be the best thing ever. And, like, the Porg sits on his head or something. That would be the best. Why don't they have Porg Black Series figures?
Why don't they? I have no idea.
I would buy that in a heartbeat. I'd buy 60 of them and cover somebody's room in them when they weren't looking. It'd be amazing.
That'd be fun.
I'd just cover them.
You'd probably cover your own room. You'd cover your own room while you weren't looking.
I really would. I would close my eyes and put Porgs everywhere, and then open my eyes and be surprised. They also have stamps. They have Porg stamps. I'm not sure if they're like like British stamps or Canadian, but they're Porgs, and they're on like stamps.
They're really gonna take all your money, aren't they?
Yes, I'm already broke actually, so they already did take my money. That Porg shirt was like $20.
Oh wow!
I will wear it proudly though.
Well, speaking of being broke, check out our Patreon.
Oh yeah. Patreon.com/GoshDaniel. Chuck in some cash for me, please. Because, I mean,
even though it's probably an unrealistic request since we hardly upload anymore. But we will start uploading consistently.
We do it weekly now.
Now we do. It's just hard to find time to edit. That again. It's true.
Yep.
Well, you should... I want to edit more, okay? I need some more responsibility.
Yeah, you do. But I'm just worried that you won't cut out all of the long periods of silence.
Oh, I think you'll leave in all the silence and stuff. I will try my best to cut out all the awkward, laggy silences and the
random. You know what? I don't think I believe you.
You don't believe me? Well, no. Test me. Try me there.
All right, I'll send this one to you then.
Cool. I'll try.
You have to put it out by tonight.
Oh my goodness. I don't have any time. Okay, fine. I'll do it. This is your test, and I will pass. Okay.
This is your test. Cut out all the awkward silence and background noise. You got to do it.
Okay. Well, we should make a goal, and we should see if we can get to 100 episodes by December.
Oh my gosh. How would we even do that?
We need to put out like
75 more episodes.
And we've most of the podcasts
I follow don't even have 100. Yeah, like Do Go On hasn't hit their 100th episode yet. And
okay, fine. 50 episodes by December.
Oh, okay. Actually, I want to talk about all the podcasts I like. Maybe we should make a podcast about that. Maybe that'll be our next episode. It's just talking about all the podcasts.
But yeah, that'd just be me. Yeah, that's a great idea.
It'd be like a solo podcast. It'd be great. I have so many podcasts to plug.
Okay, well then. None of them are mine. Then let's say goodbye to these people. So
all right, wait. Yeah, so patreon.com/GoshDaniel. Daniel has a job, but I don't, and I'm broke, and I can't keep seeing these movies without payment.
And there's no way that you could get a job or anything because your life.
And there's no way I can get a job because I am too lazy. I mean, too busy. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So give us some money, please. You're welcome. Thank you. I don't know.
And
Twitter @GoshDanielPod. Okay. Tweet us.
Yes.
Follow us. Sometimes, actually, no. We never say anything interesting on there, but we will respond. We will respond. Give us some comments if you're watching on YouTube. Let us know what you think. If you hate us.
We should do, like, a daily Twitter challenge where we try to post a random, like, sentence every day. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you should do that. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, I'll do it. Get our Twitter following.
All right, then. And, let's see. Is there anything else? We're on Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube. Give us suggestions for, episodes, like what you want us to talk about.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I think that's about it. We've gone for about 40 minutes anyway, so it's good.
Look at us. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing things.
Whoa. Okay,
I think
we're done.
I'm done.
We're done. Goodbye. Have a great day.
goodbye, watch the show, don't watch the movie, and, well, I guess you can watch the movie, it's not that bad. Go see Logan Lucky if you care.
Oh, yeah.
If not, that's alright. It's alright, it's not great. Bye.
Bye.
Also, special thanks to, Myron Smythe, or whatever we call that person now, and Hunt the Bunt Gunther, for being our, patrons. Oh, yeah. Oh, and thanks to that other person who doesn't want to be named, so thank you. Yeah.